I take it this is bigger than the typical animal you get in here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you cut into it, you can kind of get that intermuscular fat, the idea of what that looks like.
It's Wednesday afternoon at Domenica Restaurant. I'm in the kitchen with Chef Alon Shaya, who's in the process of cutting up a very big pig.
Just like this pig was about 600 pounds or so when it was alive, mm-hmm. and now it is obviously dead, and it weighs now about 450 pounds or so. It's just a huge pig. It's one of the biggest we've ever gotten in the restaurant.
Domenica is part of the John Besh Restaurant Group and buys all its animals from small-scale local suppliers. Its pigs, this one included, come from Chapapila Farms, about 65 miles north of New Orleans.
So you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Alon Shaya, and I am the executive chef and partner at Domenica Restaurant. And I've been in New Orleans for the past 10 years. You see that fat right there?
Yeah.
That's part of the good stuff.
This chunk you're cutting out right now, what might it become at some point in the future?
This is going to get cured as a solid muscle, mm-hmm. and it's going to be called lonzo.
Is there a particular menu item at the moment that uses that section?
Yeah, the affettati misti, all of our cured meat platters that we do, use the cured loin, cured copa.
So how does a restaurant like Domenica go about sourcing and obtaining a pig like this?
So you kind of know where you're going to buy from based off of what's around you. And we have a selection of farmers that are within 100 miles of Domenica. When I find people like Rebecca and Louis Lorette at Chapapila Farms, who raise all of our pigs for us, it's kind of a no-brainer to say, these are really passionate people. They care about their animals.
My name is Rebecca Lorette, and my husband, Louis Lorette, and I are the day-to-day operations of Chapapila.
So when did you first meet Chef Alon?
You know what? I met Chef Alon on my anniversary. It was our 9th wedding anniversary, and me and my husband were in the field checking hogs in the morning, and Chef Alon drove up with his beautiful wife.
I took my wife out to her farm to go visit and see the property. Before we buy any animals from anybody, we like to take a trip out to the farm and check it out and make sure that they're following the philosophies that we care about.
He was a really, you know, a tough customer. He knew what he wanted, and he demanded the highest quality and understood how to break a pork carcass down and how to get the most out of it, and really knew a lot about the hog from the snout to the tail. And so I was eager to get some of our Chapapila hogs to him.
When I met Rebecca, I just fell in love with her. I mean, she is just one of the most passionate, interesting people I've ever met.
He walked the farm, saw our herd boars. We talked about our breeding program here. And then that night, we had reservations at Domenica, so it was really great. We were eating our hogs, you know, which hogs brought me and my husband together, which is kind of sick, but it's true. And we were in a prestigious restaurant. We got to visit with a wonderful chef who truly appreciated all the fruits of our labor, you know. So it was a great anniversary, and it was, the starting of a pretty cool friendship between Chef Alon and us.
They have so much land, and all the pigs are just running around. They have, I don't know, however many hundreds of pigs out there.
Well, we have about 40 sows, and we have 3 herd boars. And on feed right now, we have about 150 pigs on feed. They're strictly to be fattened up to go to the market in New Orleans.
Can you tell me anything about the animal that Domenica's getting this week from you guys?
You know, that's a hog that actually, when we started Chapapila, that hog was born at LSU, where I was the farm manager for 12 years. Chef Alon, we told him about her. She's one of the last left of those original hogs. And when we first weighed her, she weighed 366 pounds. And Chef Alon said, I'll take her, but I don't want her now.
She's just been like, are you ready for her yet? Are you ready for her yet? And I kept saying, no, 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 let her get big and fat.
And so she lived out the rest of her days, fat and happy in the pasture. She was on full feed. And so I called Chef Alon and I said, it's time. And he said, all right, bring her on. We butchered her last week, and she should be hitting Domenica today.
Because we wanted this lardo, if you can see, that's about 3 inches or so of just solid back fat, and that's going to cure up to something really super nice. Sometimes a different breed, like a Mangalitsa or a purebred Berkshire, will have a much more fatty marbling. So this is, I'd say, about medium or so marbling.
What sort of breed is this?
One part Berkshire, one part Duroc. Hybrid of the two.
Yeah. What are the trends right now in the restaurant world? Are a lot of chefs moving toward buying meat this way?
Well, I think it's definitely, at least in my circle of what I see, it's getting better. I think there's more awareness from chefs about buying foods that are locally and sustainably raised. And I'm hoping that's not just a trendy thing to do right now. And really, it was the way that it was always done. I'm speaking about the circle of chefs that I know and interact with. But as a whole society in this country, I'd say it goes on the other way, that people are looking for cheap and convenient. How do you get that chef mentality of, oh, I really want to invest in making sure that I get the best possible product and make that reach out to the rest of the community? Yeah, is it going to cost more money than buying it off of a Sysco truck or ConAgra or one of the big meat houses? Totally. It's usually about twice the price of your commodity products. The pigs are all really happy and they care for every single one individually. They know which pig comes from which mother and which father and where that breed and that genetic line goes to. And so each pig really has a story behind it and really kind of they can be traced. And that's what I really like. I get pictures sent to me through Twitter every day about, oh, here's, you know, Mr. Prosciutto, he's sunbathing today, and next week he'll be on a truck heading to you. And when I call to order it, that's when the animals are slaughtered, and 3 days later they're brought to my door at the restaurant.
We walk, every time we kill pigs at Chapinville, we walk those hogs to that ramp before they get killed. You know, you gotta really love something to watch it come into this world and then make sure that when it goes out, it's just as easy and as smooth. They deserve that. Look how great they taste. I mean, they deserve a good death, you know? I mean, that's how I view it. My husband says I talk about that too much, but I really believe it.
There does seem to be a cultural trend towards caring more about these sort of things. Where do you think that's coming from in the food world?
Well, I think it goes back to chefs and food activists that are out there kind of preaching, go eat local, eat sustainable. Look into your own backyards before you look to a grocery store shelf for foods that you can feed to your family. Why in the middle of the summer should we go and buy blueberries that come from California when we just have blueberries everywhere here in South Louisiana? And there's farmers that show up to the market and can't sell all their blueberries. And so for every person that goes and spends either the same amount of money or a little bit more or a little bit less for inferior product that has to have traveled in a truck from California, you know, we lose a little part of our natural economy.
We're getting ready to go pull hogs right now. My husband was like, Rebecca, you got to get off the phone. Well, I'm on the phone with somebody from the news. He's flagging me down. Yeah, we're getting ready to go. I'll meet you out there. A few more minutes.